Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. Well, praise God for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you, Father, more personally, so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Mark, chapter 11. And let's read our foundational scriptures we have been using for this particular teaching on the power of forgiveness. Once again, the power of forgiveness. So if you found Mark 11, please go to verses 22 through 26. And it says, "And Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Now, please turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Again, that's Matthew, chapter 6. And we're going to read verses 12 through 15. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. We are encouraged by the word of God to forgive those whom we believe might have done something against us that we consider offensive. Even though in our present state of mind and our feelings for that person is contrary to what we may believe. As believers, we have to consider what God said to us in the beginning. So please turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Again, that's Genesis, chapter 1. We're going to read verse 26. And it says, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let me repeat that once again. Genesis 1:26. It says, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Being made in his image and likeness means we should traditionally behave with certain moral, ethical, and intellectual abilities. See, God placed mankind as living symbols or examples of himself on earth to represent his reign. For the church, his body, to show the same loving kindness and forgiveness our Heavenly Father showed us, we are to let our light so shine before this dying world and men that they will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Amen. See, forgiveness is not always easy, but it is always worth it. Amen. Forgiveness is not always easy, but it is always worth it. Our title for this teaching is The Power of Forgiveness. The primary Greek word for power that we're using in our title in this teaching means to have authority or to be able to. So we have authority in being and using forgiveness in our lives. Amen. We should be able to do these things. Forgiveness is one of the most powerful actions we as believers can ever overcome in our lives. Yet it can be the most challenging of deeds for the believer to overcome because it requires us to release something we feel entitled to hold on, which is the hurt, the offense, our sense of justice, or the identity of being wronged. See, practicing forgiveness is not just a one-time decision. It's not just a one-time decision. It is a spiritual discipline in our lives that we should consistently obey. Now, please go with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 18. Matthew, chapter 18, and we're going to read verses 21 and 22. And it says, then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. So we must revisit forgiveness repeatedly. Many people misunderstood forgiveness. It doesn't mean what happened to you was acceptable. It doesn't mean the pain and the hurt wasn't real or the offense didn't matter. While unforgiveness does not excuse the act of wrongdoing, it also does not require reconciliations in every situation or the making of peace between enemies. Forgiveness is not saying, it's okay, don't worry about it. Forgiveness is saying, I choose to release this from my heart so it no longer controls me. Amen. See, it is a choice we make, amen, to forgive someone who's done something wrong to us. Please go to the book of Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Yes, we choose to release that from my heart. Philippians 3, and we're going to read verses 13 and 14. And it says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. It says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So we are forgetting those things that are behind us. We don't let them to fester in our spirits. And we press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. See, forgiveness gives you a sense of peace and freedom from the stronghold of Satan that will eventually destroy you, not only physically, but will prevent you from you growing spiritually. Amen. Unforgiveness is massive. It's weighty. It manifests unexpectedly in your spirit, often as justified anger or self-protection. And over time, if you allow it, it will affect how you think, how you respond, and how you see God and others in your life. What starts out as a small scratch turns into a root, and if left untreated, that root will produce bitterness. Now, bitterness doesn't stay contained. It spills over into relationships, attitudes, and decisions. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is freedom, freeing you up from the wiles of the devil. When we forgive, we do not let the offender off the hook. Instead, we take ourselves off the hook. Amen. We are choosing peace over bitterness. We are choosing peace over anxiety, grief, and sorrow. The Bible says we are the peacemakers. And us being peacemakers, we will be blessed because of that. Please turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12. We're going to read verse 25. And it says, anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. So anxiety can cause depression, and depression is a sin. And sin comes from Satan. You see the formula here? Sin, depression, and death. So we have to be careful. We want the power of forgiveness, which brings the freedom from disturbance and tranquility. Not the anxiety, the uneasiness, and worry that Satan brings. That's all he can bring. He only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. We want the power of forgiveness operating in our lives, the peace that only comes from our Heavenly Father. Learning to forgive begins with you, honestly understanding the hurt of the offense. God never asked us to pretend we weren't offended. The book of Psalms explores the full range of human experience in a very personal and practical way. It includes tremendous examples and teachings on various topics such as jubilation, war, peace, worship, judgment, prophecy, peace, lament, and betrayal. See, God can handle our honesty. He can handle our honesty. See, before forgiveness can be activated and flow in our lives on a consistent manner, we must be willing to bring that hurt into God's presence and say to Him, Father, this is my hurt. Please go with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Because God is the only one that can handle this for us. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 7. And it says, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Now go to the book of Psalm chapter 55. The book of Psalm chapter 55. And we're going to read verse 22. And it says, cast your burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be removed. Amen. So we cast these cares, these wrongs that people have done to us, we cast them on the Lord. Because He cares for us more than we do. Your healing does not come from denial. It comes from surrendering from the power of unforgiveness. See, you can surrender from the power of Satan. We don't, by giving him no place in our lives. Forgiveness for some can be a process. While some offenses are forgiven in a moment of time, others require decisions, a process. Sometimes forgiveness must be upheld when memories resurface or emotions flare up again. You know how Satan is. He's always trying to bring up what happened in the past. And he's going to make sure that somebody's there that know your past. He'll come up with say like, you know what that person did to you in the past. Remember? Well, I'm here to remind you just in case you don't. So this does not mean you failed, but you are simply working through the problem, the process. Amen. See, each time you choose forgiveness, the grip of Satan's offense loosens. And he doesn't like that. And he knows that because he knows that his time is short. And so that's why he's consistently attacking you. That's why he's consistently attacking you with thoughts, ideas, or suggestions to keep you unbalanced in the things of God. Amen? See, forgiveness also requires humility. You have to lay down your demand for repayment. You cannot let your flesh get in the way of our decision-making and demand acknowledgement, apology, or vindication. Forgiveness instead trusts God with justice. You have to trust God. Amen. You have to trust God. Are you willing to do that? You have to be willing to go all the way with God, no matter what. No matter how the situation looks, you have to trust God. That's why the scripture says we walk by faith, not by sight. Because why? Because we trust Him. We know His unforgiveness is going to be canceled out, and He's going to forgive us. for anything that we might done wrong or contrary to his word. Once we come to him and ask for forgiveness, amen. That's why it says that we confess our sins. He is rightful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. And so we just have to understand that. It says, Lord, you understand what I cannot fix. I place this in your hands. When we let go of the need to control the outcome, we open the doors of God's peace to rule our lives. We have to remember that forgiveness is a spiritual act. It is a spiritual act. Forgiveness is a spiritual act empowered by grace. When forgiveness feels impossible, that is often a sign we are going to do it or attempting to do it alone. And that is not what God never intended for us to do. Go to the book of John, chapter 14. The book of John, chapter 14. God never intended you to do it by yourself. All right, John chapter 14. Let's read verse number 26. It says, but the helper, the helper. So God is sending us a helper. He says, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. So we have a helper, the Holy Spirit. So you're not to do these things on your own might, but with the helper, the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit teaches us all things, then wouldn't the power of forgiveness be one of those things? Of course it would be. God supplies grace where obedience is difficult. He gives us the ability to forgive as we receive his forgiveness. Forgiveness redesigns the future. Unforgiveness keeps you chained to the past, consistently reliving moments that cannot be changed. Forgiveness lets us move forward, free from yesterday's pain, and allows us new joy, trust, and hope to manifest in our lives. Now go back to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. And let's read 13 and 14 again. And it says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So we are forget those things in the past. We can't do anything about them. It's over, finished. Amen. We need to press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, we are also find freedom in forgiving ourselves. Many people carry the guilt, the pain, and regrets along after God has forgiven them. Self-forgiveness is an important part of your emotional and spiritual healing. If you refuse it, we claim our judgment is higher than God's mercy. Learning and understanding to forgive means accepting the grace God extended fully and without reservation. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you forgot. Some memories are too important to erase, but forgiveness changes how those memories affect you and your circumstances. What once triggered pain in your life can eventually become a testimony of God's faithfulness and restoration. What causes you pain in the past no longer defines you. As you grow in forgiveness, you will discover that it is not weakness, it is a strength under God. Amen. It is a strength under God, under your control. Amen. We have to understand, as you plant the seed of forgiveness, trust God. Amen. Trust God that he will bring a harvest of healing in time and in your life. See, a lot of people don't want to trust God, but you have to trust him. That's why the scripture says we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We have to understand that forgiveness is a seed that when planted produces peace, freedom, and spiritual growth. Amen. Just remember, forgiveness is not easy, but it is always worth it. And so I thank you for allowing me to teach you on the power of forgiveness. Next week, we'll begin the new teaching. And so please be prepared with your pen and pencil for a new revelation from God. But until then, I thank you for joining us. Remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.